AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. As the Russian military continues to bombard Ukraine's cities, destroying homes, apartment buildings, even hospitals, and killing thousands of Ukrainians, the UN Security Council will hold a meeting tomorrow on a charge by the Kremlin that the U.S. has weapons labs in Ukraine. Mike Gracia has this.
The United Nations Security Council will meet Friday at Russia's request to discuss Moscow's claims of the United States conducting military biological activities in Ukraine. Council diplomats, speaking on condition of anonymity, confirmed the meeting will convene at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. U.S. officials dismissed the Russian claims out of hand on Wednesday. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
The Russian accusations are absurd. They're laughable. And in the words of my Irish Catholic grandfather, a bunch of malarkey.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the Russian claim preposterous. The White House has suggested that Russia might seek to create a pretense for further escalating its two-week-old invasion of Ukraine. I'm Mike Gracia.
Actor Jussie Smollett, who didn't speak during his sentencing hearing, was vocal afterwards in the Chicago courtroom.
Innocent.
Cook County, Illinois Judge James Lynn sentencing the former star of The Empire Show to 30 months probation after he was found guilty of lying to police about his claim of being the target of a racist and homophobic attack.
You will pay restitution to the city of Chicago in the amount of $120,106. You are fined $25,000, which is the maximum fine, and you will spend the first 150 days of your sentence in the Cook County Jail. And that will start today, right here, right now.
Smollett's attorneys wanted the judge to limit the sentence to community service, arguing he had already been punished by the criminal justice system and damaged to his career. This is AP News. Major League players and owners have an agreement on a new contract ending a lockout, delaying the start of the regular season until April 7th. AP's Dave Ferry has this.
Players have voted to accept management's latest offer for a new labor deal, paving the way to end a 99-day lockout and salvage a 162-game regular season. The agreement calls for the luxury tax threshold to rise from $210 million last year to $230 million this year and gradually to $242 million in 2026. The minimum salary will rise by about $130,000 to $700,000 this year, with $20,000 annual increase. A new $50 million bonus pool was established for players not yet eligible for arbitration. Also coming to baseball is a universal designated hitter and playoff expansion from 10 to 12 teams. I'm Dave Ferry.
Training camps in Florida and Arizona open Friday, with players to be in camp by Sunday. Regular season extended by 3 days to October 5th. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.